How's it going, Greater Nation? Chris Tavis here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And on this installment of Greater Nation, we are going to be talking to Ji Wang. He is someone who is advocating for people to conserve water by not showering. And it's very disturbing, his reasoning. G, how are you? Yes, we talked about it in the last installment of Grade A Nation. Stimulus checks are coming in. Hopefully, people use them responsibly. But let's talk about you. I mean, this is a situation where a pandemic is going on, and you're telling people to conserve water and not shower. Am I correct in my assumption that you don't like to shower very much?
Joe Biden said we had to protect the environment, so I'm gonna do my part and not shower.
Okay, well, if you don't shower, you're gonna smell, right? You're gonna smell. Good times time to know, when people don't shower, they start to stink, right?
Well, if people don't wash their body, they can be stinky. Yeah, what's wrong with taking a shower?
Joe Biden said, do good for the environment, so I'm gonna do my part. I'm not gonna shower, and if people are wearing masks, then they're not gonna smell me. Joe Biden said, don't hurt the environment, so I'm gonna not take a shower. And people wearing masks, they're not gonna smell me.
Okay. So if people are wearing masks, you're saying they're not going to smell you. But what if you stink so bad that the smell permeates and actually does go through the mask? I mean, when's the last time you took a shower? Because you are at a distance right now, but I can smell you. I have to be honest, and it's not pleasant.
So you're saying that I smell? I think that you are probably smelling your upper lip. Your upper lip.
No, I'm not smelling my upper lip. And don't be a wise aleck. You came on because you said you wanted to talk about this water conservation idea, but I just think you don't like to shower.
Oh, well, let's be careful, because I know people are going to say that you're saying that because of his background.
Oh, come on. No. I'm not saying he doesn't like to shower because he's Asian. That has nothing to do with it. I think he personally does not like showering, and he's using the excuse of conserving the environment as a reasoning, convoluted reasoning, to not shower.
No, Joe Biden, tell me, Joe Biden say, you be good boy, you so good boy. If you conserve water, you get another stimulus. So I'm not gonna I'm not going to do bad to the environment. I want another $1,400.
No, no. If you conserve water and not shower, you're not getting an additional stimulus check. I don't know who you claim to be Joe Biden, but Joe Biden did not talk with you. I mean, Joe Biden's kind of hard to find, really, when you think about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, what is he even doing? I'm not even sure if he knows his name, much less that he's president.
Okay, let's not get too political, but it just seems weird that you claim that, you know, Joe Biden told you you would get another stimulus check if you didn't shower. I just, you know, why don't you just say that you don't like to shower? It's all right. I mean, well, it's not all right because it presents a health hazard.
No health hazard. I'm a very safe. I wear my mask. I wear my mask. I do good boy thing. I just think that, you know, if we conserve water, we don't use the water, we help the environment, and Joe Biden will give another stimulus.
No, I'm not making the connection at all. I just think that you personally don't like to shower, and you should shower.
You have to wash the, especially the taint area, because that can just get really foul real fast.
Oh, taint ball. I put baby wipe right there, and that clean enough. That do the trick. No need shower. You just need baby wipe.
No, baby wipes is not going to replace a shower. And it's a matter of you, like, feeling kind of sad because of the pandemic. And maybe that's why you don't want to shower. Maybe it's made you a little bit lazy. Who knows? I don't know. I just think you should set a good example for the youngsters in your family by showering. I'm kind of baffled at this.
Showering can be somewhat annoying. I understand. If you're someone who is not a fan of, you know, soap and water, but it's a necessary evil, and being clean is a part of life.
I don't even know what you even said there, Good Times Tomando. I mean, you're just babbling.
I'm not a dingbat. I was about to say a slur. I better not.
Yeah, Good Times on the door. Just chill out.
Buy us again for my Asian ethnicity.
No, he's just a little bit high strung, kind of like you. I think, folks, please, if you have someone in your family who, because of everything that's happening, has stopped showering, has kind of given up on everyday things, encourage them to get back into the swing of things. You know, brush their teeth, comb their hair, use a Q-tip on their ears, take a shower. I mean, please.
Yeah, and wipe your rear end, because Chris Thomas has decided that after a BM, he's not gonna wipe.
No, come on. I am wiping. And I've never said anything that I'm not going to wipe.
It looks like a chocolate mousse back there. Yeah, have you ever seen chocolate mousse, G?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's the one that need a shower.
Yeah, in retrospect, you're probably right. he's dirty too.
All right, Grady Nation. I don't think these two are being fair to me, in all honesty.
Oh! You're the host of the show, and you don't even have control. You know you have control.
Yeah. He's
just as much a dingbat as you.
Oh, okay. Hey, Shlani.
Hey, okay, Radio Nation. We will talk with you later. Hope you enjoy other installments. Please download and spread the word. Thank you.